Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and once again, I would like to wish everyone a happy new year and let you know that this is once again the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to read scripture to you before we begin to pray, and I give you a little brief synopsis on the God that Jesus has blessed me to write. But anyway, the verse is John 14 and 2. And it reads, "My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you." So we live, move, and have our being on the earth, but we also know that there is a better place that we are to go to seek eternal life and be with the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord have and add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. On today, I would like to, first of all, thank God for even being able to have this ministry on today. I thank God for life. I thank God for family. I thank God for who he is. I thank God for friends. I thank God for wisdom, understanding, knowledge. I thank God for just being here one more day to edify and to uplift the name of Jesus. And as I said before, what we're going to do is we're going to pray those prayers of the known and the prayers of the unknown. And then I will give you a brief synopsis of this guide that the Lord has, it's like sitting at the feet of God and recording what thus says the Lord, which is very biblical based, but it has some revelations in there, and it has some great people of God in this guide that will filtrate or attract individuals and help individuals to follow Jesus and to know who he really is. This guide is made for many people, and I pray that within this guide you find something that will help you grow as a Christian. So without further ado, I would like to once again, I'm going to say it again, Happy New Year. I thank God for another day. I thank God for having breath in my body. I thank God for you being able to listen to the ministry wherever you are, whenever you listen to it. I thank God for the support over the 2013 year, because that's when I started this Blog Talk Radio ministry. Thank God for the growth of it. I thank God for the people that I've had the opportunity to meet, not only online but also in person as well. And I thank God for things that are upcoming. But I would like to take this time out, as we have 26 minutes, to begin to reflect and just thank God and to pray for each and every one of you, and including myself. So let us bow. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you for keeping us one more day. We thank you for allowing us to see the sunshine, Lord. We thank you for the cold weather. We thank you for the rain that has been in our lives. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountaintop experiences, Lord. We thank you for the disappointments. We thank you for the affirmations. We thank you for the declarations. We thank you for the appointments. We thank you for the doors that are open. We thank you for the eagles in our lives. We thank you for the birds in our lives. We thank you for the buzzards in our lives, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to help us to walk in your direction, in your path, as we go further and further into this year, Lord. We realize and understand that what we start with, we may not finish with, but we know that you are a God who can fill all voids. We know that you are a God who is bigger and better than us, Lord. Lord, we're asking you, would you continue to grace the hospitals, Lord, those who are in surgery, those who are coming out of surgery, those who are in rehab, those who have just lost someone, those who are going under the knife for surgery, asking would you just help those individuals, whoever they may be, Lord, whatever background they come from. Lord, we're asking you, would you touch them, and whatever your will is, let it be done. Lord, we're asking you, would you remove the burden of stress, would you remove the burden of anxiety, would you remove the burden of depression, would you remove the burden of just disbelief, unfaithful, would you remove those burdens and allow people to be able to rest in your arms, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless any child all over this land and country who was in the hospitals, Lord. Give them, help this to be a good day for them, Lord. Wherever they are, wherever they sit, or wherever they are, Lord, we're just asking, would you bless them to have a good day, Lord. If there is a child unconscious, Lord, we know that you are able to cause such a one to rise with just the mention of your name, Lord. And if it's only your will, and that's if it's your will, we're not forcing, we're not pressing the issue, but we know that you are a God, and we know that you perform miracles. We know what you can do, Lord. And if it's your will, we're asking in your time if you would just allow such a recovery where people from all over the world will know who you are and what you can do. Because a lot of people sometimes in situations lose faith. They lose sight of who you are because of the storms. And due to the storms, we don't see or people don't see Jesus, they see the storm. And we're asking if there is a storm, if people would you make yourself obvious, would you make yourself visible? Because a lot of people are going through things in the hospitals. They're going through a lot of things in the nursing homes. They're going through a lot of things on the streets, Lord. We're asking you, would you make yourself obvious? That's the word, obvious, to the people, because they need you. We need you. And we're asking, Lord, wherever you need to heal, if you would heal in the name of Jesus. But when you heal this family, when you heal this child, Lord, we're asking would you help them to know who you are. And that's what we're talking about, the obvious part. Would you help them to begin to draw closer unto you? Help us to begin to draw closer unto you, because you are all of the answers to all of the questions. And we're just asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you just help us and take care of us and guide us and lead us, Lord. 2014 is a year, Lord, where we will have to proclaim your name because people have forgotten. It's a year where the harvest is coming up. It's a year where people will begin to expand. People will begin to have blessings where they won't have enough room to receive. Help us to be sharing and help us to give out some of those great gifts that you have given unto us, Heavenly Father, because we are supposed to bless one another. Lord, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you continue to crown my head from the top of my head to the soles of my feet with the wisdom and knowledge, the wisdom and knowledge in this guide, the wisdom and knowledge as I share with the people when I go speak, the wisdom and knowledge that I give unto the people. Would it be of you? Would it be sound doctrine? Would it be revelation? Would it be wisdom that only you can give, Lord? Asking would you continue to bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry in a special way, Lord, because we all know that because of you we are able to even speak the word of God and even know the word of God and even have revelations, have visions. It's all because of you. And, Lord, we're asking you, would you bless any project that we put our hands to? Would you help it to prosper? Would you bless each guest who have come on the show, those who are coming and those who will come? Would you bless their ministry to continue to expand? Would you just continue to be obvious in the lives of those who believe in you and those who do not. Lord, we thank you for the testimony of the atheist who came to know you, the college student atheist who came to know you a week or so ago. We thank you for that. Lord, we're asking you would you continue to spread all over this land and country, from the young to the old, from the rich to the poor. No matter what color you are, Lord, we're asking would you just continue to make yourself obvious, because we have to recognize you. We have to recognize you. We don't have a choice. Atheist, no atheist, Catholic, Apostolic, Jehovah Witness, we're going to still have to recognize you one day. And so we might as well start now. And Lord, we thank you for those who are coming unto you. We thank you for those who are giving their lives. We thank you for those who are turning towards you, Lord. We thank you for doors that are opening that lead straight to Christianity. We thank you for everything that you've done in our lives. We thank you for the things you're going to do. We thank you for the past, the present, the future. Lord, we thank you for the race that was given unto us. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our health and our strength. We don't take anything for granted. When we go to the doctors and we're able to check off no, 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 no to a whole bunch of illnesses and sicknesses, Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. We don't take anything for granted as we get into our cars, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to be able to travel from point A to point B safely, Lord. When we come back to our house, we thank you for it, our houses being in order just as you would have it to be, Lord. We thank you for blessing our heart to continue to beat as we rest in the very image of death, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that the bed that we sleep in is not our cooling boards, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just the wisdom and knowledge that you give unto us, helping us to be in our right minds, restoring us, Heavenly Father, each and every day, energizing us each and every day, giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for the fellowship that you give us. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for the leadership that you give us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each great thing, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the trials and tribulations we've had. We thank you for the losses. We thank you for the ads. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done for us. We can't thank you enough, and we're asking what this year be a year that we all have to draw closer unto you, pray more unto you, to appreciate you more as being God, Lord. Then, Lord, we just ask you that you continue to restore in us, you continue to energize us and rev us up for the next day, the next moment, the next hour, the next minute, the next second, where we can keep pressing toward the mark of the highest calling. And, Lord, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you so much for what you represent, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, as I said before, as I always say, I am so excited. For those of you who are just now joining, I want to wish you a very happy new year. You can also catch the beginning of the show or the ministry when we finish in about 17 minutes. But I wanted to kind of introduce to you this guide. It's entitled A Spiritual Guide on the Go, titled Perfecting Your Walk with God. A few days ago, I was writing this guide, and I noticed that my visions was getting kind of, not mixed up, but kind of, they were parallel to each other. That's how I can explain it to you. They were parallel to each other. And basically, the Lord wanted me to come up with a guide that was short enough to edify and glorify him, but also deep enough where you would swim in the water, but shallow enough where you wouldn't drown. Amen? So the Lord has blessed me with this guide, and I'm almost finished with it. I have about 3 more pages, praise God, and I'm going to send it to my editor, and then we're going to get it on the shelves. But it's entitled Spiritual Guide on the Go. That means that you can read it in the airport. You can read it when you're working out. It's nothing too hard, too tedious, because there are going to be many series. But the main part is perfecting your walk with God. And when you receive this guide, I'm going to just give you a brief synopsis. And basically the introduction speaks about standing on the word of the Lord. And when we stand on the word of the Lord, we do not have wavering faith. When we stand on the word of the Lord, the storms may come, the billows may roll, but we are not going to be moved. It will affect us because that is a storm. Anytime there's a storm, you might get wet. Anytime there's a storm, there may be a flood, but you're going to make it through your storm. So that's the introduction, basically. When you come to the second port, there's a hierarchy of the universe. We have we start out. I'm going to move from lowest to highest. We start out. I'm going to move from highest to lowest. First of all, it's we have Jesus, we have God, we have the Holy Spirit, and we have the creation. And within this, we know that the Father created everything on earth. We also know that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We know that the Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is God who lives in us. And then the creation of Adam and Eve, which is humans, you and I, that's where we come in this hierarchy of the universe. And it will, I will explain some things to you later on, but what God was showing me as I was saying this is this. When we talk about, how can I put this? When we talk about the Holy Spirit, and I'm speaking to those who are coming to Christ, those who really don't believe in God because you can't see him, speaking to those who don't believe in God, period, don't believe in Jesus, period, there comes a time when we have to walk by faith and not by sight. We can't see God. No one has ever been able to see God. But I'm going to tell you this. When you drive in your car, you don't know what's ahead, but you drive. You don't know if there's construction. You don't know if there's a wreck. You don't know if somebody's going to stand out in the street. You don't know if somebody's going to dash out in front of you. But you still trust that car, and you drive every day, right? So God expects us to know that he's there, just like you know that those roads that you take to get to work or those roads that you take to go out of town is there. God is there. And when we're following Jesus, when we're following God, some things may come up in the road, but God is still there. And it's consistent because the next day when you go, God is still there. But the thing about the world and the thing about you getting in your car driving, amen, is at some point the construction is going to be over or they're going to just start the construction. At some point someone may be in the street, they may not, but God is consistent. So when we follow into the Word of God, okay, and we follow the path of God, it's going to be consistent. So Jesus is going to be there every day. You may not be able to see him, but he will lead and direct your paths. So we have to be cognizant of saying there is no God, because there really is. But just because God is not in your face every day, which means I'm talking about as a person, like, you know, like your family would be in your face or something like that, God is still there. So we have to trust and believe. That's what God is talking about when he says we walk by faith and not by sight. You have to know that he's there because we're reading the Word of God. And like I said, when you start believing in God, things are going to happen. But God is going to bring you through. You know, when you drive your car, there may be construction, but you go the other direction. You don't sit there and wait for days or weeks for the construction to be completed. You move in other directions. So when something happens unto you, you know, and we trust God, we pray to God, and God will start changing things. And so I wanted to make that very clear with that section. The next section has to do, and then I went ahead and I explained, I kind of broke down everything, the hierarchies about God and Jesus, the Holy Spirit and the creation. The next section is opening of spiritual gifts. Everyone has a gift. The difference between those who utilize their gift and those who don't is you basically accepted your gift. If somebody gives you a gift and you don't accept it, then you don't have the gift. If God has given you the gift and you accept it, then you are you have opened up your spiritual gift. And all of us have different gifts according to the grace given to us. Some people are able to prophesy, some are able to be ministers, etc., but you have a gift. And then I gave you examples, and also I elaborated on some of the spiritual gifts. Some of the spiritual gifts has to do with discernment, evangelism, faith, giving, helping, hospitality, teaching, wisdom, prophecy, service, mercy, leadership, and knowledge. Those are some of the spiritual gifts that we need to open up. God has given us a spiritual gift, and we need to utilize it. And so I went ahead and I explained each section of that with discernment, evangelism, and I used some examples. For instance, with discernment, I quoted or I gave you an example of the stolen birthright. And we remember about the book of Genesis 27 and 28, the story of Jacob and Esau. I want you to go back and read that. That has to do with discernment. Isaac, the father of Jacob, was able to be food because he was blind, but he was physically blind, but sometimes we're spiritually blind, and sometimes we're fooled in thinking that there is no God, that God is not with us, God doesn't care about us, but he really does. So, I mean, just look at that section. That's a real good section. Then we talk about faith, the spiritual faith. Of course, we talk about the woman with the issue of blood. We speak about how she heard that Jesus was coming to town, and she said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And so that's an example of faith. That's exercising your spiritual gifts. And then, of course, I have an activity, and I have several activities. Then we talk about helping. We talk about helping. We who are strong, we have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. And we talk about the man with leprosy. He was down from the mountainside, and there was a large crowd following Jesus. And according to the Bible in Matthew chapter 8, we find a man with leprosy. He came and knelt down before Jesus, and he said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus reached out his hand, and he touched the man. How many of us are able or willing to help someone who is in need, especially if we see them on the street? You know, or are we going to say, well, they just going to go buy a drink with that money? Well, God has an expectancy for us, and that is to help as much as possible. We talked about hospitality. You know, a lot of us, we should show hospitality to one another without grumbling. You know, if we're in a position to help a stranger, we should. But you have to be cognizant about that. You know, it doesn't hurt to help. But Jesus demonstrated his hospitality to us because to us, the sin is strange to God. And what I mean by the sin is strange to God is that God did not teach us to be sinners, okay? But while we were sinners, Christ died for us, and that's hospitality. How many of you would die for someone, okay? That's being hospitable. We talk about knowledge, wheel walking. Walking is a vital part of our lives. That's how we travel. That's how we get to different places. But we talked about, of course, Paul on that Damascus road, you know, and we talked about the knowledge that God gave him of who he was, you know. And we talked about, you know, sometimes because we are blind to the fact, spiritually blind, we lack knowledge in all the ways we should get that type of understanding. Then there's an activity. Then it comes on down to wisdom. And I want to really reiterate this while we have 7 minutes real quick before I get to my next topic. In wisdom, Jesus indicated that he sent messengers. He told Gabriel to go tell Mary that she was going to bear the Savior. He told Pharaoh. He told Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Okay? They were wise in doing so. Wisdom just doesn't mean knowing. Wisdom means being wise enough to know what directives you should follow and which ones you should not. And so those two individuals were very wise in that they followed what Jesus Christ had told them. They were obedient, okay? But King Solomon was very bold in going to ask God for wisdom. God was very pleased with this, and he gave him wisdom. Matter of fact, King Solomon was known as the wisest man who ever lived. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about that story and let you read the rest. But that's in the guide. When we talk about leadership, Jesus... Basically, we need leaders. We need leaders who are going to follow after God's heart. We need leaders who are going to be of the body of God. What I did was I named 12 individuals that Jesus felt were good leaders, and that's Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, David, Isaiah, Daniel, John, Jesus, Peter, and Paul. Those were all leaders, and we're going to be able to journey with them in this guide for a little bit and hear the revelation of God as to why these men were great leaders as far as the Bible is concerned. And then we have a section on being called from the crowd. When you are called to minister, what should you do? You know, what is the difference between those who are called and those who are not? And I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. Those who are called said yes. Those who were not either ran away or said no. They rejected. That's why it's yours to accept or reject. So we're going to talk about that. Then we go into an activity on answering the call. Then we talk about walking by example. We talk about the fisherman when Jesus went in Matthew, and he began to call his first disciples. And all of those men were obedient. They left things that were significant to them to follow Jesus. What are we willing to leave in order to follow Jesus? The next section is my favorite. Church lives within us. You know, everywhere we go, the church should follow. The church is just not at a physical address. The church is within our hearts. who is the church? The church is us, okay? While studying the Bible, the Word of God, we find that Mark 14 and 22 reads, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this. This is my body. We are the body of the church. We are to take the church wherever we go. You know, if we go to another city, another state, the church should also go with us, okay? Also, we want to look at the physical structure of the church, the importance of dwelling in the house of the Lord. We all know that as a physical church, the Lord, I go into the fact how the Lord likens a church unto the physical church and the outside church. There's going to be a comparison, the physical church and the outside church, okay? That has to do with the physical structure, just as I said, and then the structure, which is us, all right? Then we talk about a mobilized church in love. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And we talk about God traveling in different places, even at the age of 12, and he said he was about his father's business. What are we doing to carry our church, and I'm talking about the Word of God, to different places, or are we just going to church on Sundays? And are we just, going to church on Sundays and just then come back the next Sunday? Or are we going out spreading the message of God? Then we also spoke about a promise from God, and I really encourage you once again, and I said this before when God first showed this to me in John 15, a promise from God. God promised this, and so we really need to read this. And three questions that I ask is, and you can replay this after you read it, what do I believe about God that I consider true? What are some of my needs that I need to ask of God? And what will I do with the blessings that God provides? And this is something to take in consideration, especially when God blesses us. God looks at the heart. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to be selfish with it, or are you going to share it? Okay? And so have expectancy that God is going to do something great for all of us. But also know that God is looking at our hearts. He's not just looking at our needs. He's looking at our hearts. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to utilize it? So make sure of that. So just look out for the guide in a few days. I have to get it edited and all that great stuff. But, please look at that. And I really, really, really want y'all to know that I love y'all so much for just supporting me and listening to the show. I know that some of you don't you haven't signed in, but if you want to follow, you can follow on my blogtalkradio.com. If you want to Facebook me, you can Facebook me. So as I'm going to say this, and I'm going to conclude, please be sure to continue to tell your family to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's FREDALOVE. Fashion Line, Fashion Line, Fashion Line is here. FashionsByLove.com is here. So please be sure to check out their website. Also, gospel artists, promoters, actors, actresses, please be sure to, you can Facebook at Free to Love, ALFREDALOVE, or you can Facebook FREDALOVE, or you can email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview you as well. I'm already starting on February. I'm also glad that I'm adding some music. I'm adding Miss Gigi Burrell, and I'm also adding the Christian Brothers, Restoration. They sent me their music, their tracks, and so we are going to begin playing some of those CDs on my Blog Talk Radio. And also I have some who email me their MP3 parts on the radio, so I'm going to be playing those momentarily, probably starting in February. So once again, I thank you guys for the continued support of listening. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for just being who you are. I thank you for everything, and I wish you a prosperous 2014. I was about to say school year. 2014 year. I ask that God open the door for your ministries. I ask that God open the door for your families. I ask that God give you all of the needs that you desire of your little hearts. And once again, I thank you so much. And please be sure to check out my Blog Talk Radio. You don't have to sign in. But please listen to the shows and also to the ministry, excuse me. And also feel free to Facebook me. I'm going to be contacting some gospel artists and other individuals. And I'll have some updates. And I'll have some coverage on some events that I'm attending. I'm attending a gospel event next week, I believe, and I'll have some coverage on that. So please be sure to tune in. Once again, thank you so much. May God bless and keep you. If someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Remember the Facebook, ALFREDALOVE. Thank you so much. Have a blessed, blessed New Year. God bless you. Goodbye, everybody. 10.